Right, let me unmute myself. I'm going to I was here last year, and I was just after translating The Panther by Rainer Maria Rilke, yet again of the thousands of translations that there are. And this year, the five-word poem that I wrote, that is one of the ones, and I'm honored to have a few in there. Thanks very much. That is kind of after The Panther by Rilke. So you'll hear kind of you'll hear that. So the words were witness, weeds, circle, purple, and ground. Okay. Breaking the ban. Our bare feet have walked a warm circle on the cold tiles of the kitchen ground. Like the panther in the cage, we pace, treading towards a future stagnant in the now. With cat's eyes jaded, we blink as we witness the weeds grow, slow as rising swirls of purple smoke. If we could as we would, we'd take our bare soles and tread a circle in the meadows, where we would light our fire and let the purple haze rise beyond the pupils of our eyes, beyond the field of vision. And we'd burst that cage, two by two by two, and break out from the stagnant now, break the ban, the circle, and wake the panther's will from its benumbed silence, slip through its pupil's veil, and conquer the world again. That's it. Thanks very much.
Great. Thank you, Sue. Thank you very much. Next we have Ada Miles.
Thanks, Paul. Such an honor to be in a book, even without being shortlisted. I have doubts, so I'll give you a choice. Would you rather like to hear the poem dealing with Kubrick, Stanley Kubrick, or the other poem dealing with Hansel and Gretel? It's a bit of a fairy tale poem.
I
I
think
just don't know which to pick.
flip a coin. Go with the first one.
Okay, this is Kubrick, right?
Yeah.
Okay, it's the words were eldritch, moon, pig, shoehorn, and grapefruit. It's called The Moon Pig Liveth or Kubrick's Lament. When Kubrick grew his moon pig, he thought it would be the size of an average grapefruit. But the eldritch thing, bent like a shoehorn, was as big as he. One day, the moon pig, it left its lab bit, size of a Kubrick, and off the thing flew. Said Kubrick, said Stan, stared at the empty moon sky and swearing, switched off the lab lights. That's it. Thanks.
Great. Thank you, Ada. Thank you. Okay, the list is getting much longer now. Thank you. For those who've just arrived, please, of course, you're welcome now. This is the time to read a poem from the book that you've got into the book. Like Massimo, I know you've just arrived. Hi, how are you doing? Good to see you. I'm sure there is a poem in the book of yours. Is there not? Or am I wrong? There is. Yeah, there is. So I've just posted the link to the PDF there. If you want to take a look at that, I can pop you on the list for that. And I've got Rab saying he'd like someone to read his poem because he's got no audio. So we've got you on the list as well, Rab. No problem. So thank you, everyone so far has signed up. And we've come to Pam Campbell. Hi, Pam.
Hi. Okay, my words are goddess, sanity, cynical, birthday, and woman. Needlewoman, goddess of stitch and beam support, holding babies, lovers, and strangers in the small, cynical curl of troubled space, tugging and tearing at your sanity. Your breath, the light and the dark of day, oh, carver of birthdays of others. Stitch an underpinning of yours. Thank you.
Lovely. Thank you, Pam. And next on the list, we have Augustina Adiolo-Cecchinu.
Hey, where did it go? One second. So this one is Tokes and Sips. I hope my audio is okay. It's always playing. Is it fine? Thumbs up. Perfect. And the five words were cockroach, thread, sip, cascade, and strand. By that point, a sip of wine was no longer enjoyable. Everything tasted bland, and she found herself unemployable. Each strand of hair, no more care, stringy like polyester thread. How much longer was she supposed to bear isolation and boredom? Stubborn as a cockroach, well, that's what people always called her, resilient. But 6 months of being 90% alone has humbled her, or more like crumbled her, rumbled her, she stumbles to the couch. A cascade of emotions that have no release whatsoever anymore. See how far she has strayed? Laid there, legs spread, wide and feeling inhuman, closer to an alien that does not belong in whatever this mess is, rolls around her stomach that never existed, stinking of neglect and loss of self. Roaches is what she rolls. Tokes all day is the new routine. Tokes and sips of bland wine. Thank you.
Thanks, Adiola. Thank you, Adiola. I mean, Augustina, that's your second name. Yeah, sorry, Augustina. I don't know why that kind of caught in my head. Fabulous. And next we have, if you're ready, Mags Creedon.
I think it's something faster. Well, I think I'll just do the one there about the ladies, Women's International Day one.
Okay, but just before you do that, I need to just sing your praises slightly here now, okay? Because once again, you know, how many years now have you been giving us these fantastic sketches of our regulars and putting them into the book for
delightful faces.
Yeah, there are just some superb ones again this year, absolutely brilliant. And because we've got an online PDF, the online version has got them all in color, you know, which is even more interesting. You know,
the print
book obviously is they're in black and white, so not quite as impressive, but still immensely impressive. And you had so many of them done, so just wanted to say a big thank you for that.
Thanks very much. It's kind of rude to sketch on Zoom, but sometimes I just can't help it. And I did a few after sketches. But love seeing the faces and their moment, and their soulful moment. So I'll read this one for the ladies. All hail. Thank you, Paul. On this day, to the warriors, the ladies, all hail. The suffragettes, the Amazons, the gladiators, the trailblazers, the enclosed, the cloistered, who offer it up, sip by sacrificial sup. The goddess Venus, in her birthday shyness, arching from her shell, forever frozen, alabaster like a pearl. The Botticellis, the Toulouse-Lautrecs, the Gustav Klimts, in brocades, jewel colours, cloaks of mosaic, stucco light relief, and gold leaf. The social activist reformers, cynical of the suits, who maintain their sanity, challenge complacency. Pursuit of ubiquitous sloths, the poor perium, vessels of the seed, silent in their waiting chamber to the vocal tough when they need to be. All mothers are amazing, while some struggle to stay sane. To those with discipline, fair play. To those who fight their trials every single day, who stay to battle in their painful corner, come what may. Goddess Danu, lady of the pap, woman of Newgrange, who welcomes the sun at solstice and some at equinox. Bridget of the Cross and Governor of the Albino Deer, the Bees, the domestic goddess on a budget, himself slinks off for a beer. Well done to all the women who made me what I am. God love them. This, my beautiful daughter, an example, my inspiration. Judge Judy, Kamala, and Oprah, with every trafficked woman and every prisoner conscience, all hail. It was because I was last on the list I kept writing.
That's a brilliant poem and a really great winner. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, great. Next we have Cedric Becombs. You ready, Cedric?
So the poem, so it was five words, and the five words were movement, slip, cave, lilac, and scone. And the title of the poem was Sacred Sea. Motionless, I rest my body on the earth, rocky and rough. The cave over me spans its shelter rugged, black against blue sky. Branches of a lilac overhang from above. There are vines of blossom, a draping curtain of scent. Before me stretches the vastness of the ocean, eternally in motion, the movement of each wave creating crowns of light. And before I know it, I brush the last crumbs of my scone from my chest and slip into the waves. Cold and refreshing to body and mind, and as the sacred sea embraces me entirely.
Lovely. Which is Cedric.
Thank you, Cedric.
It's not mine, by the way. It's Sue's poem.
Oh,
You read Sue's, yeah. Okay, I know we're all doing our own this time, but that's absolutely fine.
Sorry, I forgot to say that. My bad.
It's okay.
No, it is not mine.
In the real life setting, of course, that's what we used to do. We used to read each other's poems. It's just, you know, it's so complicated as it is, you know. We decided to drop that section of it. But I'll tell you what, I mean, Cedric, if you'd like to read one of your own, please do. You know, would you like to read one of your own too?
I can read one of my own, yeah.
Yeah, too. Yeah, please.
All right. I will. The five words for that day were magic, time, quants, onion, and loony. And the title is The Intruder. Every tick of the wristwatch was a layer of the end, forever gone, along with some of his humanity, his hope for a future to come as stipend. This was no magic, but far beyond science. His group applied something they hardly understood, too desperate to act in good conscience. They thought themselves out of time, thus focused all attention on the result that they thought solution, really the ultimate crime. A laboratory for chapel, a pedestal for altar. They sacrificed the solid one with no qualms. After all, loony creatures do not falter. He entered the machine and exited the word, watched his mortal shell peered like an onion, while the tall hand of his watch was a hanging Damocles sword. At the end that he reached, there was nothing left, not even his former self, but the duty to keep open the gate of the domain he had just breached.
Oh,
fabulous. Thank you, Cedric. Thank you. Okay, and next on the list we have, if you're ready, Moira Stevens.
Hi. I'm going to do this one. This was the very first time I came to Avail, and was my first experience of a five-word challenge, and I just keep coming back. So the words were spaghetti, storm, elucidate, exactly, and carbon. Spaghetti strips of language. Spaghetti strips of language, coiling, entwined, entangled, whirling in my brain, mind lost in the morass, the mess of otherness. Cold carbon copies of logic explain nothing. Neither enlighten nor elucidate. Storms, turmoil, ever twisting, resisting my understanding. What exactly is its purpose? To toil, to strive, to know another's thoughts, to feel another's pain. Spaghetti strips of language, eating at my brain.
All right, super. Thank you. Thank you, Moira. Okay, we've got about five more of the contributors before we go on to the other people's open mic. I see I've got a question about that there from Paul. So that is going ahead. Don't you worry about that. And someone else asked about, is there a link to buy hard copies of the book? Now, it's a limited edition at the moment. So we've got kind of two copies for all of the kind of competition winners and a reserve copies for all of the contributors. You know, so I'm keeping copies. I've still got copies for the contributors from last year because that was our very first online event, was exactly this time last year. We managed to get away with our March event without all getting COVID, you know. And then a month later, we went online. Our regular attendees didn't get their copies of last year's book either. So I've still got copies for them. But, you know, we it's not really, there's no financial foundation to the anthology. You know, we certainly, you know, don't try and make any money out of it. But for those of you who do or are looking for extra copies, you know, you can send us a message and we'll try and get one to you. You know, maybe charge you a small nominal fee, few euros for it, plus postage. But for all of the people who are in the book, you know, you will be getting them down the line, one way or the other. You know, we'll be posting them to you or meeting you in town to hand them over. So we will get to you. Don't you worry. But if you have other queries about that, give us an email and I'll clarify that. All right. So as I said, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 left on the contributors section. And next up, we'd love to welcome Colm Scully.
Thanks, Paul. This is a short one and it's on the environmental theme. There's a bit of an environmental theme tonight. So then the words were B flat, ghosts, premonitions, honey, and choir. And it was called Daydream. Ghostly choir of honeybees swarm through the world's last hive, buzzing a funerary dirge in B flat. A premonition? That's it.
Good, sweet. Thank you, Colm. Colm, who I must say has got an absolutely brilliant poetry film out there at the moment, Taking the World by Storm. It's a little animation, gorgeous. So look up Colm Scully and his latest poetry film. He's got loads of poetry films. Thanks, Colm. Next up, we have Lauren O'Donovan. Welcome, Lauren.
Thank you very much. This one's a bit of a fun one on the theme of Shakespeare, which Laura so wonderfully brought up earlier during the five-word challenge. It's called Recipe for a Sonnet. And the words were lasagna, count, moonlight, breath, and fume. So, if you wish to write sonnets like Shakespeare, you first need to pull random words from air. No, first you need a glass of wine or beer. Only then fortuitous words appear. Like lasagna or golf ball or bluebells. But avoid nouns like purple or orange and make sure you count up the syllables or you'll end up with nonsense junk like anti-disestablishmentarianism orange. Next, you must rest with thoughts contemporary, like does four lines rhyme with moonlight? Then work A-B-A-B until you're crazy and fume posy till you starve for fresh breath. But let's face it, no one here is Shakespeare. Most of all me, this sonnet has made clear.
Okay, superb. Thank you so much, Lauren. Thanks, Emily. I can see Matthew Sweeney and Shakespeare having a go, you know, the sonneteer versus the sistineer. Thank you for that. Okay, just three left. Massimo, are you ready?
Yes. Hey, happy anniversary. And thanks for having me. Yeah.
Thank you.
So this one was from January, and the five words were lilac, slip, cave, stillness, and scone. So one of the most beautiful sounds that I've ever heard in my life was the voice of Jeff Buckley as he sang, "Lilac wine is sweet and heady like my love." A beautiful song to slip into, to allow the walls of my mind to soften without caving in. Music is a beautiful way to find the stillness of repose without denying our desire to pulsate as beings of movement. So instead of wine and a pill in the evening, or coffee and a scone in the morning, I'll take music any time of day or night as my favorite way to find eternal rest in a finite moment. All right, thanks a lot.
Fabulous. Thank you, Massimo. It's great to have you with us. Okay. Our penultimate poem from the anthology is from Rab Urquhart, who is with us, but not in audio. So, I mean, not microphone-wise. So Rosie has volunteered to read Rab's piece of, I think, prose poem.
Prose poem, yeah. And it's the same words that Massimo just had in his poems. That was obviously a good night for the old five-word poems, because a few of them have been read already. Movement, Slip, Cave, Scone, and Lilac, by Rab Urquhart. The Bruce noticed a spider as it slipped down its silken thread. He watched as it climbed back up, then scuttled down the rock face before launching itself into space, swinging, trying to reach the wall on the other side. He watched as it repeated its efforts over and over, inching closer until finally it succeeded. Leaving the cave, he plucked a lilac for luck and headed for Scone. Thus was the movement begun.
Thanks, Rosie, and thank you, Rab. And finally, unless there's anyone else out there who has a poem inside the anthology who hasn't read it yet, you're welcome to send us a last-minute message. But I think our final reader is Catherine Ronan. Welcome, Catherine.
Hi, everyone. Great evening. This is the five-word challenge on the 18th of September last year. The words were hydro, tango, place, culture, and dowry. And this one's called My Personal Ad. I am a hydro Pisces, willing to tango. I want to take you to an exotic place, full of mirth and mischief, downtown culture, underground jazz, artists painting in the rain. This is Donkey Jacket Cork. I offer you exotic, erotic, and a little psychotic, but no dowry. Sorry.